This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And good evening to you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you make mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That is the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, and the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Let me do a little setup to this before I introduce my guest, because this guy is here. He's in this for the long haul. At least he's going to be here at least 51 more times besides this. Maybe more if I can talk him into it. Who knows? When you take your car to a mechanic, you're taking it hopefully to somebody that's fairly competent. But there's that kind of a mechanic, and then there's a Formula One mechanic that's, they have mechanics that are, you know, they're like, okay, we need you to work on this part, this specialized thing, and you're making a precision instrument. That's not a car. That's a precision instrument. Every little nuance of what's going to happen with that car, every shutter, every vibration, they're going to know what it's about. They're going to be able to zero in it and fix it, or unless it's designed to be that way. Now, there are gunsmiths and there are masters. And joining me tonight is a master. He runs something called Chambers Custom, and he also, and this is the premiere of Chambers Custom with the 1911 University here at Lock and Load. Joining me now from somewhere deep in the heart of Nebraska, I think it is Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
It's Nebraska, right?
Yes, sir. Yep. Okay. The middle of the known universe.
The middle of the known universe. I was just looking at it on the map. I was trying to figure out, how far of a drive is that from South Carolina? Anyway. Now, in your beginnings, you were sort of a wandering the earth like Kwai Chang Kane before you decided to settle down. What was the journey like becoming a gunsmith for you?
Well, it was back in 2006. I was on a road trip, actually, just kind of clearing my head a bit from some personal things going on in my life. And I stopped in Nebraska to spend some time with the man who had built my competition guns, Bob Marble, and spent some time here working on his house and doing some things for him. And as I was leaving, he said to me, he says, you know, you really don't have anything to do as far as work goes because you're traveling. He says, why don't you consider coming back here and learning how to build guns? And I was like, yeah, maybe that might be all right. And along the way, I was actually in Washington State. One evening I was sitting, I was in the process of leaving Washington State to go to San Diego. And I was sitting there watching a sunset as the sun was setting, and I was sitting there watching Mount Rainier on this deserted logging road in the middle of the winter. And I thought to myself, you know, it's not very often that you get the opportunity to learn from one of the greats. And so I got home and had a conversation with my dad, and he was like, yeah, you need to think about this. And I called Marvel back up, and I says, all right, let's do it. And then I spent the next 3.5 years, starting in the spring of 07, working side by side with him. We worked crazy hours because I moved here to Nebraska from Atlanta, Georgia, and I didn't have anything else to do except work, and I didn't have any friends here. and I didn't have any family. So I just worked, and it was not unusual for me to work 100 to 120 hours a week to learn the craft, learn everything I could from him. And it was a tough experience sometimes because there's not a lot of money in it when you first get started. You know, I was a true apprentice. But it's paid off. And some of my friends, they thought I was crazy. You know, and they said, "You're nuts, man. You just left everything behind, your home, your family, everything." And I said, "Well, what do I got to lose?"
Truly. I mean, how old were you when that happened?
Let's see. I would have been 30 years old. Yeah.
Matt, let me tell you something. 30 years old. That you were a kid.
I know, exactly.
I don't know how. I think you're a kid now, but that's beside the point. That is beside the point. So, for you, training with Mr. Marvel and everything, where in that segment of time, in that part of time that you were working on that, where did Chambers Customs come from?
You know, I went through a long period of time there where I really didn't have any desire necessarily to leave. And then I got married. I met my wife, Heidi, and we got married. And then shortly thereafter, we had a baby on the way.
Right.
And I needed to make more income than what I could make working for Marvel. And so I decided to hang out my own shingle. And when I did so, you know, I took him out to, I'll never forget it. We went to breakfast one morning, and I think he kind of knew what I wanted to talk to him about, but he wanted to let me, you know, spill it to him myself. And I broke it to him, and he was like, "Cool. Well, let's make this transition and make it successful, you know?" And so I did. I left, and July 1st is the official day that I started my own shop, 2010. So we just celebrated 9 years, which is pretty exciting. It's been a pretty good run. I've been very blessed to have been afforded some incredible opportunities in the industry. I made some wonderful friends, and like, you know, in any industry in your life, any workplace that you go to, it's really about the relationships that you build. If you build the right relationships and you take care of people, you know, properly, then you'll be rewarded down the road. If you don't, if you burn bridges, if you treat people unfairly, then you won't.
It's a pretty simple formula, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I mean, try to treat people with respect and care. And
do unto others.
Yeah, do unto others. Build a product that is respectable, and people will keep coming back.
Well, in the next few segments, we're going to talk about the respectability of your products and everything else. You're a relatively young man to have the first two pistols you submitted to, I think, to the American Pistol Smiths Guild, and that was 11 years ago. They were accepted.
Yes, sir.
In January of 2009. And you were granted full membership in the guild in same year you got married, or same year you hung your shingle out, January 2010, at SHOT Show. And
right.
So, I mean, that was like from five years' time, you were peer-reviewed to be excellent.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, yeah, I built my first gun in March of 2007. And I actually own that gun now. The guy that owned it previously, he asked me if I wanted it back, and I was like, "Well, yeah, if you're getting rid of it." And so I got it back from him. And then, yeah, in January 2010, I became a full member of the guild. I wasn't in the guild very long, but I did. And then
I'll tell you what.
It was about.
Hold up right there. We'll continue laying the journey out. Chambers Custom. You can go to chamberscustom.com to go see the kind of stuff he builds. You've never seen guns like this before. I guarantee you, you've never seen guns like this before. He knows what every piece is going to do when he ships a gun out. We'll be right back. This is Classes In for 1911 University. This is Lock and Load.
samurai and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory. FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. This is the first day of school for the 1911 University. Class is in, and let me introduce you to your instructor. His name is Joe Chambers of Chambers Custom. When you're building a gun, now, first of all, your ascension as far as the way you're regarded within the industry was quick, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It really was. And the again, it goes back to, Bill, making friends and treating people with respect, trying to. And one of the friends that I had made early on in the industry was a gentleman named Roy Huntington. And Roy is the editor of a very popular gun magazine, and he liked my work early on. And he told me one time, he said, "Hey, if you ever start your own shop, hit me up, you know, and let me see what you're doing." So it was actually the summer of 2011, a year after I'd opened my own shop. I had had this wild brain idea for a while. And I wanted to build a custom left-handed 1911. Now, there's been companies in the past that built lefties, but they were way back in the 80s, and their quality was questionable sometimes. And I wanted to build a custom set, a lefty-righty set. And I was having problems finding parts because they're made of unobtainium. But I happened to, a good friend of mine at Caspian, who worked there, he found a slide for me. And so I was able to start putting it all together. And I met with Roy that summer, and he was like, "Oh man, if you do something with this, let me know, you know?" And I said, "Oh, I'm going to do something with it." So later that summer, I called him and I said, "Hey, I got these done." And he says, "All right, send them to me." It was August. And I had been working a lot on those two guns. So I sent them to him, and I didn't hear back from him at all for 4 or 5 months. And I get a call from another friend, and they said, "Have you heard from Roy?" And I said, "No, I haven't heard nothing. I mean, I don't know if he likes the guns or not." And my friend says, "Well, he liked them. He liked them enough that he's going to put them on the cover of the magazine for the SHOT Show." And I said, "Ah, stop fooling with me. You're just yanking my chain."
Right.
And he says, no, I'm serious. And I says, "All right, well, we'll see." A couple weeks later, I get the photo spread from Roy. And sure enough, they're on the cover of American Handgun. And I was blown away, man, because I had no idea. Nobody told me nothing. When I sent the guns off to Roy, I sent a letter that said, you know, "Hey, I hope you like these. If you do, maybe you can do something with them. If you don't, just send them back." And he liked them. And after that, you know, I had been known pretty well in the bullseye arena, bullseye pistol shooting arena, for a while. And after that, we started building a lot more carry guns and some more tactical guns and things of that nature. And so, yeah, it was pretty meteoric at first. And there were some guys in the industry that, you know, they saw it and they were like, "Oh, the heck, how'd that happen?" You know, but a lot of the guys in the industry, they're cool. You know, they know how things go for good work. And so they were happy to see it happen to me.
Well, I mean, in the beginning, like you said, you were working over 100 hours a week in the task, learning the craft and everything else. Did not start. It was sort of Spartan the way it's described. But here's the one thing that I would say, and I don't expect you to agree with this, because you. The more you listen to Joe, you're going to figure out that he has just a heavy, heavy dose of humility, and he really does do unto others, which that could be a double-edged sword for some people. But he knows what I'm talking about. But, you know, it's one thing to have a really good teacher, but unless you have the capability of learning, unless you learn it and embrace it and make it yours, it wouldn't have mattered how good your instructor was, would it?
No, absolutely not. And you know, I was told repeatedly over that 3.5 years by Bob that, you know, and he had trained a lot of guys over the years. And he's like, I never seen anybody that has picked this up like this. Now, part of it was I've always had a pretty good eye for detail. I was a trim carpenter for years and years. I built custom homes, and I had a good eye for that stuff. But the other part of it was I was hungry, right? And
right.
When you're hungry, when you're truly hungry, I mean, physically, emotionally, mentally, when you're truly hungry, you got to learn something. You got to do something. And that, you know, I approached it as I'm a student of the gun. And still to this day, I tell people I'm just a student of the gun. That's it. You know, some people call me this. They call me a master. They say, oh, you're awesome, whatever. Okay, cool. Really, at the heart of things, I'm a student of the gun. And every day when I go to my bench and I work, and I do, I work 6, sometimes 7 days a week, I'm a student of the gun. I approach each part individually. I approach each gun individually because every gun I build and every gun that my guys build is a unique instrument, a unique mechanical instrument. And you can lay out 10 parts, and they can be all identically the same. But they're going to fit in with the other 10 parts differently than each other. And so you have to study that very carefully. You have to analyze it very, very carefully so that you can derive it the right way to modify those parts to make those parts work with each other.
Right.
And, I think that's part of what, you know, some people would say I'm OCD. Some people would say I'm just slow to get work done, which is true sometimes. But at the end of the day, I don't want something to leave my bench and go out to a client friend that I have a question about. That's not acceptable to me.
Right.
And the only way you can approach that is to constantly be studying, constantly striving, constantly be moving. And I like to say, and I just told a friend of mine this today, you know, always remember where you came from so you don't end up back there.
Yeah.
Let me get you to hold up back there.
No, let me get you to hold up right there because we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about what kind of hardware is actually coming out of Chambers Custom. You can find them at chamberscustom.com. Go see what he's got going on there. We're going to talk a little bit about something that is coming my way. Who knows? 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A sweeping budget bill is headed to the Senate after passage in the House. The somewhat bipartisan spending bill covers government funding for 2 years and pushes out any spending disputes past next year's national elections. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, voted no on the measure. He explains why.
If we don't take care of our fiscal discipline, then we aren't going to be able to defend this country. In 2024, we will be spending more on interest than we are on national defense. That is the real crisis. As Jim Mattis said, the biggest security threat to the United States of America is our national debt.
The spending bill did pass with 284 votes. President Trump is marking the one-year anniversary of the Pledge to American Workers program. The president says companies can train their workers more effectively than the government.
The governments get into that, and they really don't have a clue as to what they're doing, and it costs a lot of money.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the 1911 University, and the professor is in. That is one Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. You make guns. Well, let me phrase this. Before Terran Tactical was taking people and training them how to use guns for movies so that they didn't look ridiculous, right?
Right.
There was Steven Seagal, who looked like he had mastered pistol craft to me. He handles the gun correctly, grips the gun correctly, does lots of things like magazine changes and carries it. You make guns for Steven Seagal, don't you?
Yeah, I've built a few guns for Steven.
Did you make the one that he carries in Marked for Death?
No, actually, that gun was built by a good friend of mine, Terry Tussey. Years before I was in the business.
Okay.
Yeah, I started building guns for Steven. It would have been 2014 or 15.
Right.
And, I've done a lot of guns for him, though. And it's funny to see him in movies and carrying the guns that I built for him. And I'm like, that's mine. I rebuilt that one. Oh, that's cool. I've actually got one in a safe for him right now that I've been working on, so.
Well, here's the thing. Am I correct in the assessment about his pistol craft?
Steven and I have shot a number of times together. We've gone to the desert and shot guns to test. And first of all, he's a prankster. You know, he'll shoot a gun and get it so stinking hot that you can't hold it with gloves on it and turn around and go, here, you shoot it and hand it to you. And you're like, what the heck, man? You know, but that's just, he's got a funny sense of humor about that stuff. But yeah, he can, I've seen him shoot. Not only is he accurate, but he's retardedly fast.
Right.
And most of the guns that I've built for him or rebuilt for him have been wide bodies, double stack 45s, and they hold anywhere from 12 to 14 rounds. And he can put, at 25 yards, I've seen him put 12 rounds in a, I don't know, a 50-cent piece at a rather fast clip. And there's not many guys out there that could do that, but he does shoot a lot. I mean, I don't know how much he's shooting nowadays, but there was a time period where he was shooting 50 to 70,000 rounds a year.
Wow.
And that's a lot of bullets, man.
That is a lot of bullets.
That's a lot of bullets.
That is a lot of bullets.
Yeah.
For him, what is it? What is his carry gun?
Steven carries a long slide wide body Caspian in 45 built by me. And he carries it inside the waistband, and he carries it in a custom holster made by my buddy Carl, who you and I have talked about before. And yeah, that's how he rolls, inside the waistband, long slide wide body 45. That's
now,
a big gun, too.
Yeah, if it's a long slide. The Caspian is a... Now, Caspian is sort of... They're known for their competition guns?
They build a lot of the... Their main thing is they build a lot of frames and slides for guys like me in the industry.
Right.
That use them to build custom guns.
And any other names that I have, everybody's probably heard of besides Steven Seagal? Which Steven is a good one. I mean, that, no doubt about it. The first time I ever saw him shoot, I got out of the military in 1990. And very shortly after that was when Above the Law came out.
Yeah.
And when I saw him do a press check on his little Colt that he pulled out of the ceiling and Above the Law, I was like, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, because I knew he was genuine as far as Aikido.
Oh yeah,
I had a martial arts background. I know the real deal when I see it. But the pistol craft and the gun craft that he started employing, and he's primarily pistols, isn't he?
Yeah, primarily. As a matter of fact, I've seen him shoot a rifle a couple of times. You know, his AR, but pistol is what he focuses on. And he has incredible hand speed. I mean, I've seen him doing, you know, some of his practices, Aikido practice, and, you know, he's getting older now, obviously. I mean, he's in his mid to late 60s, I think. But, man, he's fast. I mean, as big as he is and as fast as he is, I'm glad I'm his friend.
But the worst thing in the world to be in a fight with is with a big, fast guy.
Yeah.
That's just scary to be in a fight with a big, fast guy.
Yeah, they can overcome you pretty quick.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
And plus, he carries a gun about the size of a baseball bat. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people look at my website, and they see the picture of Steven and I in the desert, and he's holding this gun, and that's a long slide wide body that I built him. And I've had people go, well, is that a commander? No, man, he's just that big. You know, he's got huge hands. He's just a big guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've done some work for other people in that industry, and we don't talk about it much because, you know, a lot of those people are very private. But it's fun, you know, and Steven's been a great friend to us. He's really a genuine person once you get to know him personally.
Right. Well, that's just about as cool as it can get as far as I'm concerned. I mean, when I first started seeing him, I was just impressed with, and I'm not really worried about some of this other stuff. I hear other stuff about him, but I'm not even going to get into that.
Nah.
Because I worked in military intelligence when I was in the military.
Okay.
So I know better in some cases. So anyway, back to the 1911 University. Now, when we get back, let's talk about what you're building for me, if you would. Simply because I want to talk about the detail that you put into these things and everything else, and why this is different from your run-of-the-mill 1911 you might find. And I want to talk about what you've seen as far as the way I shoot, and you know what I see. I've got this spooky expectation that he's going to send me a gun and I'm going to get it, and it's just going to sort of like float in front of me while I'm pulling the trigger. And I also want to talk about your pro line. We can talk about the pro line when we get back.
But okay, sounds good.
All that beside the point. These guns that you make are bespoke, aren't they? There's no two of them alike.
No, the ones that I build myself, they're all one-off customs. We have, like you said, we'll talk about it later, but we have the Pro Series and we have the WMG Series that that Eric and Brandon build. And they're, those guns are more alike. But even at that, the parts themselves, are independently fit to each gun.
Right, right.
And so you can't take parts from one and swap them to the other and necessarily have them work. You might get really lucky, but the chances are you won't.
All right, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. All right, we're heading into the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk more about what's coming and what to expect over the next 51 episodes of the 1911 University. You can find him at chamberscustom.com. Go take a look at this. This is no two guns. No two guns alike. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy 2 HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
N72719, restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing. The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This is the 1911 University. And this is the Professor Joe Chambers. Is that what it was called, Joe? Is it 1911 University? What, am I getting this right or wrong?
Oh, that's right. Okay. So we started last year teaching classes here at the shop with students that want to come and learn how we build guns.
Right.
And they get to build a gun side by side with us. And then I'm working now on the videography and the online curriculum that we'll hopefully have finished up and ready to launch later this year, where students will be able to log online and create their own account and watch videos and actually take the same curriculum that we teach in the class. They'll be able to do it online from the comfort of their own shop.
Okay. Now, when Joe and I started talking, he had watched me shoot, and he decided he was going to really show me something. So you're building a wide-bodied, 9mm sort of commander-length pistol, and that's all I know about what you're building.
That's all you need to know, right?
Right, that's all I need to know.
That way, when it shows up, I'm like, surprise!
Now,
go ahead.
Well, I mean, you observed a video of me shooting a gun in slow motion, and Joe watches people shooting guns in slow motion because he's trying to assess the shooter and the pistol. And once, you know, if it's one or the other, then slow motion actually makes that work a little better. And because I think I'm Cecil B. DeMille, I shoot a lot of video in slow motion. So you were watching me shoot in slow motion, and you were talking about, which I thought everything was going pretty flat, but that's not flat enough for you.
No. No, when you watch somebody that knows how to shoot a pistol, and I, you know, fortunately I get to see a lot of that because I have a lot of friends that come over here and shoot. We shoot so much that I employ a group of guys that I don't employ. I don't pay them. I pay them with ammo. But they come over a couple times a month, and we have a pile of guns, and you know, a couple thousand rounds of ammo, and I'm like, please shoot all the guns. And so I get to shoot, I get to watch a lot of people shoot. And so when you get that experience and you film them and you can watch them slow motion, you can watch and see what the gun is doing. So it was really interesting to see when you were shooting, how the gun was reacting, and knowing that you're a good shooter. And I could tell you know how to shoot by watching some of your rifle videos and how you control the recoil. And, then you watch the videos of you shooting slow motion, and you can see the gun, you know, it recoils a little higher than I like, but more importantly, the gun overdrives itself when it comes back on target. The muzzle of the gun visibly drops below the line of sight. And that to me indicates a couple of things in the configuration of the gun. Typically it means that your recoil spring is incorrect in the pistol. And so you're either shooter inducing the gun down, trying to force it back onto target because the recoil was too violent.
Right.
And in that case, the recoil spring's too light, or the recoil spring's too heavy for what you're shooting, and the gun is actually, when the slide goes forward, it's actually slingshotting the gun down and off target. And a lot of that experience comes from the background I have in bullseye shooting, because those men and women that shoot bullseye, they want a gun that absolutely tracks flat. It has to track flat. And because when they're shooting rapid fire, 5 shots in 10 seconds on a turning target at 25 yards one-handed, they cannot afford to have the gun flying all over the place. And you know, most of them are shooting 45s, which even exacerbates the problem more. So, yeah, when I watched you shoot the video, that's the first thing I noticed, was that the gun was not tracking flat. And if when people go and watch videos of us shooting, like the Knife Fighter series that we're building now for Chuck Pressburg,
right,
those guns, they barely move. I mean, the muzzle moves up maybe an inch, and then it's right back on target. There is no up and down, up and down, up and down of it.
So when I get – now, I like to shoot fast. The reason I like to shoot fast is because I think if I've got a wall of lead going at somebody, they may not stick their head out and take a shot at me, because my days of juking and jiving, they're coming close to being at an end. I'm going to have to be fast, and I'm going to have to be first.
Right.
So if I'm shooting fast, like, does it look like I'm shooting fast with that gun that you observed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I get this Chambers custom gun in my hands, what's that going to be like? Am I going to be like having an idiot? Is my head going to come off at my jawline from the big spontaneous grin that occurs on my head, or what's going to happen with that?
Yeah, I think you'll be pretty excited with it. I've spent a lot of time over the years studying this stuff and trying to work up the proper formula. Part of it also, though, Bill, and we'll talk more in depth in this in the coming weeks and months, part of it is how the gun is fit and built itself, how it's fit up. And a big part of that is how the barrel fit is. And I've talked about this online and some other places on podcasts and stuff. But if you have proper barrel fit and you have proper engagement and it's timed properly, the gun is going to naturally shoot a lot softer. And the thing we continue to hear from guys that get our guns, especially these wide body 9mm that we started building a lot of, like yours, you know, the Fat WMG line that we're bringing out this fall, those guns, they shoot so incredibly soft, partly because of the barrel fit is proper and the timing's right, and partly because the spring setup is right. And yeah, people shoot them and they turn around and they look at you like, did I just really burn through 18 rounds that easily? Yes, you did. Yep, you sure did. So it's a lot of fun. And I like people smile when they shoot one for the first time.
Now in between time, he's going to ship me one of his guns that I'm going to get to shoot and film and all this other stuff. And, you know, you'll be hearing about that. And as I become more and more familiar with his platform, we will discuss it more at length, but this is a 1-year project. I carried a 1911 my entire time I was in the military. I was never issued the Beretta M9. The 1911s that I did carry in the military were junk, and I never failed to qualify as an expert with those things. And, well, let's just say I'm trying to graduate beyond that with Mr. Chambers here. Will you be going to SHOT Show?
Yeah, we're planning on going.
Okay.
We went this last year, and I think Heidi's got plans to go and hang out again this year, so I guess I'll accompany her.
Well, I'll be on Radio Row, so you're going to have to come down there. We'll have to hold a few classes while we're down there, and maybe we can drag the Yeti in there and you know, pose for a picture with him and then prove once and for all that those things exist.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm supposed to see him shortly. I think he's going to be coming by for a visit, which will be great. He's getting a Knight Fighter, too, so.
No surprises there.
Everybody's on the Knight Fighter kit, and, you know, we got the new Jared Rustin regulator coming out, and everybody's on the regulator kick, and I'm like, this is great. This is good.
Both of them sold out. We'll talk about those next week. We're about to run out of time.
Sounds good.
That's the Pro Series. These are guns where Joe works very carefully with the person that this is going to be like their signature piece. And that's a whole different level than anything you're used to out there. Whole different level than anything you're used to. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for bringing the 1911 University to Lock and Load. Tell your wife, Heidi, that I know she's been listening, and I want to do a quick shout out for her and for anybody else that is a Joe Chambers aficionados.
Thanks.
You and I will be talking. We'll be talking in the coming days.
All right. I look forward to it.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Coming up next is hour number two. We're going to be joined by Urban Armed Combat Instructor Rick Ector. I don't know what the segment's called yet. He'll tell us when he gets here. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.